Yeah, you know how much we usually make?
More than 70?
During the marathon.
More than 70?
Yeah, a bit more than 70. Yeah.
You know what you should have done, Ken, in hindsight?
What?
Married for money.
That's just such an awful, awful thing to say to your
daughter. No, don't say that. Beth is listening.
Yeah.
That's insulting to Beth. It's a fine way to get ahead in life. It's a legitimate avenue.
Yeah. No, I know. Lots of people do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's one of the oldest stories in the book.
It probably is the oldest story in the book.
Yeah.
And, well, in a specific book.
Yeah, it depends which book.
Yeah, in the book called Marry for Money.
Hi, you're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon. This is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy. We see Jeremy has paid. Jeremy from Virginia.
Okay, how much of a pledge?
A 20-second message.
We can do that. We're good for that. Jeremy, who are we delivering your message to?
I was hoping you could deliver it to my daughter, Summer. She had a bit of a down day. She's trying to figure out what she wants to do with her life.
And oh, baby.
Only made a few dollars and spent it on a sub from Potbelly's today. So I was hoping you could give her an encouraging word and maybe also advise her to keep away from internet gambling.
Yes.
Wait, how old is Summer?
18.
Okay, so she's been dabbling online. She's been playing poker?
No, I think it was very low risk. I just wondered, maybe you could give her a word of a warning from your own experience.
That's true.
Andy has a serious gambling problem.
Yeah.
Really? I didn't know that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Andy can really speak from experience.
Okay, ready to go.
Okay, hang on, Jeremy. You can stay on the line while we do this. 3, 2, 1.
Hi, Summer. This is Andy Breckman from WFMU.
And his partner, Ken Friedman. And, you know, Andy almost destroyed his life with his gambling problem.
That's right. So your dad is a little worried about you. Your dad wants you to know he loves you. And you're in his heart all the time, 24/7.
I love you more, Summer.
I love you between your dad and Ken. I fall right in the middle. And I want to give you a little advice about gambling online.
The Martingale method.
Based on my experience. Bet red, Summer. It always comes up red. You'll never lose betting on red.
Comes up black sometimes.
Oh, yes. Oh, okay, wait. I have to amend that. Be very careful about betting on red. Ken just made a very good point.
Done. We went way over time. Is that okay that we went over time, Jeremy?
Yes, I'll let it go this time. Okay. Thank you guys very much.
Oh, right, sure. Our pleasure. Good luck with Summer.
Yeah, how is that modified Martingale method going for you, by the way?
I'm very, very, very close to breaking even. Thank you very much.
That's you were way up the last.
I'm fighting my way back to the surface, back to sea level. I can't wait to get to sea level.
Oh,
that must be
God.
Beautiful. The view from sea level must be gorgeous.
Yeah,
I'm glad I can amuse you, Ken.
Yeah, there's light at sea level.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
Why do I do this? Why am I here? Hey, do you want to talk about the puppet?
Yes. We're still looking for a few more puppet acts.
What's our date?
September 1st is the application deadline. We're doing the puppet show, the Puppet Slam. It's an adult puppet show. October 28th at Monty Hall.
If you're a performer that works with puppets or you know of a performer that works with puppets.
Yeah, then email me at ken@wfmu.org. We're looking for 5 to 7 minute long puppet acts of any type of puppetry.
We're going to do a real show at Monty Hall here.
Yeah, and we're not talking about little kids. We're not talking about little kids' puppets. It's a puppet slam.
Yeah.
So it's, you know, adult puppetry for adults.
So wait, does that mean we can't record it and broadcast it? Probably not.
We could maybe edit it down. You want to do the editing?
No, I don't want to do the editing.
Yeah.
Because that involves work.
Right.
Are you going to be doing a puppet show of any kind?
No. Are you? You have a ventriloquism act.
Maybe I'll do my ventriloquism act.
Yeah.
I'm a little rusty.
You're
Hey, Rusty's a good name for my little ventriloquism doll.
Oh, did your old dummy Simon, did he decay and die?
Yeah, I can't wait for you to meet Rusty.
We used to have a mascot named Rusty.
I don't care.
It'll cost you $5.
Damn it. Damn it. Oh, you're good. You start one of these horrible anecdotes. and then you hit me up for $5.
I don't see the $5 anytime.
Hey, maybe we should have listeners do that exact same thing next week. If it's an anecdote I don't want to hear, I can send them $5. That's great.
No.
I'll PayPal them $5.
No. Then what's the show? You just insulting every person who calls and saying that you'd rather...
No, if there are some anecdotes, if there's some stories that I can bear listening to...
I see.
I won't... they won't ring that bell.
So they have
they
to
don't get their money.
They have to give you the short version, and then you decide...
They have to just start a story. Believe me, my spider sense will tell me if it's going to be horrific or
not. I see. So they don't give you... They don't give you a... the postage stamp size version, they just jump right in.
They start a story.
I see.
And then if it's going to be agony,
okay,
I'll send them $5 to abort.
All right.
That's not a bad show.
Nah, that's a pretty bad show.
It is?
Yeah.
That's what we do. That's our trademark.
We've done some good shows.
We've done some bad shows, but when was the last time we did a pretty bad show?
The Kinks or The Who went over very big. People seem to really like that.
They did?
Yes.
Well, then what the hell are we doing here? Why do we even bother? If they like that, if they like last week's show, what the hell are we doing?
They liked it, but they also acknowledged that they couldn't really bear to listen to it most of the time.
There you go.
So there you go.
That's how we roll.
This is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM, online at WFMU.org. Thank you, Jeremiah, for another great job with the newsletter. And stay tuned. Coming up next, it's Do or DIY with people like us. Andy Breckman, Andy Breckman. All the show will go as planned because he loves his fans.
weißt mich nicht. Bei dir ist noch Licht. Fühlst du meine Nähe? Doch sehe.
Bum, bum, bum. paracatuzum. 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 Paracatuzum, 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 paracatuz
So the whole set started off with me looking for one thing and not finding that, but finding something just like that, and then forgetting what I was looking for, which is basically do or DIY with people like us on WFMU. And I'm Vicky, doing a live playlist and comments at WFMU.org, and add a / people like us if you're not listening live right now. And so, yes, we started the set off with Silberstreife with Bay Deer Ist Noch Licht from German Synthwave Underground 1980 to 1985 on the Bureau B label. When I was looking for Magnetizat DDR Magnet Band Underground OST 1979 to 1990 East German Tape Underground. So I was looking for that, but I found this. But I've got a feeling it might sound very similar. So that's the kind of heavy electronic, fantastic German music. And as a result, I found the Bureau B label on Bandcamp, which is full of it, full of amazing artists from electronic music, Cluster, Faust, Eno, Mobius, Radelius, Asmus Teachins, DAF, Konrad Schnitzler, and then people I didn't know as well. And those are the ones I've been playing here. So the second thing was AK Klosowski and Pyrolator with You Know I Need, dub version, from Home Taping Is Killing Music. Very slowly. Very, very slowly. So that was a choppy electronic music track. And more from Bureau B later in the set, but then that was followed by a double bill of Matt Wand with Dada versus Nunchuck Skills, and it certainly is, followed by Felt Dat Buggy Thumb, which reminded me of Symphony Voom by Ergo Fizmiz, which was the first thing I ever heard by him in about 2002 or 3, when I went on Kenny G's show and he said, have you heard of Ergo Fizmiz? I said, no. And so he played Symphony Voom over the air. Fantastic sound poetry, rhythmic track, amazing. And that went perfectly into some more sound poetry. O-M-O-E-M-R by Tom Zay. Then we fell back into the world of electronic music from the NID tapes. Electronic music from India, 1969 to 1972. Atoy Desai with recordings for Osaka Expo 70. And then back to some Bureau B label stuff from Magnet Band, Experimentella Electronic Underground DDR 1983 to 1989, which also sounds like the thing I couldn't find, Magnetizat DDR Magnet Band Underground OST 1979 to 1990, which I first heard Emily Bick from The Wire play on The Wire's radio show, The Wire magazine's radio show. And I've been looking for it ever since, digitized, and I've not found it. So send it to me, someone, and I'll play that. And then the Boston Typewriter Orchestra with Elevator Music 8, which I would have played more of, but they swear. Friendly word to people making music. If a DJ is caught playing music with some hidden swearing on, they might get suspended from their radio station for their efforts to play your music. After that, Cytokinesis, which I first heard on Matt Warwick's show on Tuesdays. Matt Warwick, who pronounces his surname wrong. With Mash Mary from Counterstop. Then Paul St. Hilaire with 3.5. Mort Garson with a new reissue, Zoos of the World, from Journey to the Moon and Beyond, which put me in mind of Moogie Bloogies by Delia Derbyshire and Anthony Newley, which put me in mind of Throbbing Gristle and Hot on the Heels of Love. Talking over Percy Faith, Summer Place 76, theme from A Summer Place. The next thing I'm going to play is something I was watching the other night. It's an extra from Twin Peaks. A big extra. I don't even know where it comes from, to be honest, but it's post second series, but it's like these interviews that are 1.5 hours long. And it's Angelo Badalamenti and a little bit of Julie Cruz talking about what it's like to work on music for Twin Peaks. And it's absolutely amazing. And just close your eyes and imagine seeing him talk and play as well. So this section of the Twin Peaks extra is called Secrets from Another Place.
I met David Lynch in 1986. At that time, he was shooting Blue Velvet. I wrote The Mysteries of Love, and they got Julie Cruz. And then he said, would you like to do the score as well? And that was the start of the relationship. As a result, Angelo, I've got this television show, and then invited me to do Twin Peaks.
Angelo is a perfectionist. He's one of the best musicians I've ever met. His music can make you cry.
Julie is such a gifted artist. She's got remarkable flexibility.
There's a dark element to all of that music, and that is from David.
David actually was the primary influence in setting, in verbalizing a mood to me. This is the keyboard that all the major themes were created for Twin Peaks. It's an old Fender Rhodes and kind of beat up. And David would sit right over here, right to the right of me, and we would put a little cassette just about over here on this keyboard, just keep it in record and just keep it playing. David would sit here and I'd say, well, what do you see, David? What is, just talk to me. And David would say, okay, Angelo, we're in a dark woods now. And there's a soft wind blowing through some sycamore trees. And there's a moon out and there's some animal sounds in the background. And you can hear the hoot of an owl. And you're in the dark woods, you know, just get me into that beautiful darkness with the soft wind. And I started playing. And David would say, Angelo, that's great. I love that. That's a good mood. But can you play it slower? And I'd say, well, slower, David? Okay. And I'd go, that's it. That's a good tempo. Just keep it going slow like that. Just keep that going for a while. And in David's mind, you can just see that he was visualizing the description that he envisioned. Then he would say, okay, Angelo, now we gotta make a change, because from behind a tree in the back of the woods, there's this very lonely girl. Her name is Laura Palmer, and it's very sad, but get something that matches her. And I just segued into this. Beautiful. I could see her. And she's walking towards the camera and she's coming closer. Just keep building it. Just keep building it. And she's getting close. Now reach some kind of climax. And I would go, and he said, oh, that's it. Oh, that's so beautiful. Angelo, oh, that's tearing my heart out. I love that. Just keep that going. Now she's starting to leave. So fall down. Keep falling. Keep falling. Keep falling. Now quiet and mysterious. David got up and gave me a big hug. He said, "Angelo, that's Twin Peaks." I said, "Okay, David, I'll go home and I'll work on it." He said, "Angelo, don't do a thing and don't change a single note. I see Twin Peaks." And that's how it was done.
May we have this dance? Thank you.
And we just heard Angelo Badalamenti and Julie Cruz talking about working with David Lynch, followed by a double bill of amazing electricity sounds from Dean Hurley, music for Twin Peaks Season 3. Then put me in a whole immersive section of Suzanne Gianni with Improvisation on Four Sequences Part 1, Alice Coltrane with Journey to Satchidananda, and then Jim Nolman with Orca Moan, Mr. and Mrs. from One Star Hotel by Andrew Sharpley, and then Nurse with Wounds and a jolly number called This Piano Can't Think.
One night I was... Oops. Sorry.
Oh, and that was Nurse with Wounds with Raymond Fluffsit. And this is WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org.
Hank and Buck and Dolly Parton. She's your honky tonk radio girl. Hear that vinyl popping on the airwaves from the signal tower into your little world. Lord knows all the hopeless hearts that she sees. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's been known to take requests and have on some special guests. Can't you see those dancing skirts a-twirl? Well, a man sits at home alone on Christmas. She brings him Patsy Cline and Merle with her gifts of country gold. You know who this is. She's your honky-tonk radio girl. She's your honky-tonk radio girl.
And welcome to the program. My name's Becky, and this is Honky Tonk Radio Girl. I am here every week playing country music for you, and this week is no exception. I have brought with me a box of records, as I am wont to do and I'm going to play them for you. And they're good. What else really is there to say? One thing I will say, actually I have a few things to talk to you all about, but for right now, I'd like to say one of the reasons that it really illustrates why I love WFMU so much and being on this station, walking into Studio A, here and queuing up my records, there is a pair of those wind up chattering teeth on the desk next to the mixing board. And I'm just glad to be part of a station that owns that pair of wind-up chattering teeth, because I don't think I've ever seen any in real life. It's like a rubber chicken is sitting here or something. Maybe I'll try to wind them up and play them on the radio next if they don't sound too obnoxious. But anyway, let's listen to Marty Robbins, why don't we? You're listening to WFMU.
I'll take a walk tonight. I know that I can sleep, and I won't go to bed at all. I just lay there and weep. Instead, I'll make our favorite spot. That's what I think I'll do. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long, wondering how a love so right could suddenly go wrong. I bet there's a lot of people know the misery I go through. I've got those smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee blue. Sitting at a table where I carved my baby's name, wondering how our love went wrong, wondering who's to blame. Listening while the jukebox plays a song that makes me blue. Another cup of coffee and a cigarette or two. Smoking cigarettes and drinking coffee all night long, wondering how drinking coffee blues.
Once I was sinking so low in sin's clay, I felt so depressed in my soul. But Jesus was passing along that way, seeking those to be made whole. I touched the hem of his garment, and joy it brought to my soul. And I was made happy and whole. He made the lame walk and the deaf ear to hear. He taught the blind man to see.
and he's still passing this way every day. The same he will do for me. I touch the hem of